Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to be.
blessing to be here before you. You know, that song always reminds me that no matter what goes on in life, no matter what goes on around me, regardless to what happens to the left or to the right of me, it's important that I always, always, always keep my eyes and my mind focused on Jesus. Because when you take your eyes off of Jesus, so many things can happen. And I'm telling you, you know, the depression and sickness and weariness and fatigue and all these things happen when we take our eyes off of Jesus. So I'm here to let somebody know to be ye encouraged, because trouble don't last forever. Amen. Somebody needs to know that today. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, September 30th, 2018. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair Season 2, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, doctor. How's everything?
Everything is magnificent. I'm excited as I sip on my apple cinnamon tea. And I'm prepared to enjoy your wisdom, as always.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Amen. And if you are in need of prayer, you can always contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. As you all know, I always like to open up the show with a word of prayer. Let us have prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us, for keeping us, for protecting us, for always having a watchful eye over all that we do. You are our God, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Thank you, Father, for the blood. I thank you, Father, for always being there when nobody else was there. Thank you, Father, for choosing me. Thank you, Father, for pulling me out of the lion's mouth. I ask now, Father, that you would bless this network. Continue, Father, continue and continue to take us higher. Whatever we need to do, Father, to receive your blessings, we ask that you show us right now. I ask for a special blessing on the good brother Hakim Nuba. Touch his body, touch his mind, touch his soul. Let everything that he touch turn to pure gold. I ask that you will bless his children. They're coming and they're going. Look over them, Father. Keep them in all that they do. That you will bless our leader, Michelle, as she conducts the business of this network, Father. Continue to take her higher. Show her what your will is for this network. We will forever be grateful. And now, Father, I ask that you will bless me, your humble servant. Father, catch me in a mighty way. Show me your will for my life. Whatever you would have me to do, Father, I offer my body, my mind, and my soul as a living, breathing sacrifice unto you. Use me. I thank you. I glorify you. And I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I move on, I got an email from a young lady. And in this email, she asked me, what is the Bible all about? Can I explain to her the Bible? And so through this conversation, we began to talk about the Bible. And I told her that the Bible is God's written revelation to mankind. And she said, but you actually believe what you read? I informed her that I do, and it takes a supernatural faith to believe. Understand that this Bible is real. I'll leave it there. But tune in. Next week, we're going to continue on a subject that we're going to start on Wednesday, and I want to bring it over to this show because I want to have a thorough conversation about this subject. And with the permission and the good graces of all the hosts of the network, maybe next week we'll have a roundtable discussion about this subject, what the Bible is all about.
I love it.
Amen. Amen. So tune in next week, and we'll continue this conversation about this subject that we're going to start on Wednesday. I am excited. I am happy. I am full of joy. If you could see my face right now, you would see that I am smiling. I hope that you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises. It is also my job to be a shoulder to those who need someone. It is my job to bring you to the water. It is my prayer that you drink of it. Testimony time. When I look at Jesus, I look at power, mighty, holy power. I was talking to a gentleman on my job, and yes, the pastor works a full-time job as well, amen. And he asked me, do you really believe in this character? You know what they did during the Council of Nicaea, and you know, they made all this stuff up. And I said, yes, I do believe. I do believe. There are historical documents that state that Jesus of Nazareth walked this earth. That he walked this earth. He is my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. I have had personal conversations with my Jesus. I am a firm believer that he exists. Regardless of what goes on, what is said, how it's said, what they do, I believe. I'd rather live my life believing and die and find out that it was all made up than live my life not believing and die and find out that it was the absolute truth. You see, if I die believing and it's all made up, then it's no harm, no foul. But what happens when you die and you find out that it's absolutely the truth? You see, what I love about Jesus is when he arose from the grave, he gave everybody a free slate. The dead that died before and the living. Nobody in this world, unless they are living in the Amazon, deep in the Amazon, can say that they have not heard the name of Jesus. When it's that time, you will not have a reason to say why you did not learn about him. If you consider yourself to be an atheist, if you consider yourself to be a non-believer, you just can't grasp it, I urge you to try Jesus. I often tell non-believers that if you believe that Jesus is not real, before you lay down to go to sleep, ask him to show you his wondrous works while you are asleep. Ask him to show you while you sleep if he's real. Too many times we question and the answers are right before our face. It's amazing. But God has a word for us today. The scripture comes out of the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, beginning with verse 9. And it reads, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find rest. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Father God, it's me, your most humble servant. I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. And I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. For my subject, today. Is Jesus working in your life? Are you experiencing a tug? Have you been hearing a little small voice? Is Jesus calling you out of your shell, out of your comfort zone? Or is Jesus calling you out of the sin that entangles your way of living? In this parable, Jesus wanted to remind those who were listening of who he is, the Good Shepherd. Through this parable, he gave a cause and effect analogy of what can happen in one's life if he is made Lord over it. He informed the people that he is the door, and if any man desires to come through the door, that he shall be saved. Not that he could or that he would, that there is no shadow of doubt that he shall be saved. That is good news to me. My favorite show on TV is The Price is Right. And I love when the contestants get to pick which door has the best price. Sometimes they choose right, while other times they choose wrong. But with Jesus, the choice is never wrong. He is the door. He is the narrow path. He is the Good Shepherd calling out into the wilderness for his lost sheep. But getting back to scripture, verse 10 says that the enemy comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give life and life more abundantly. In this information age, it seems like Jesus is becoming just a dead man in the history books. But I am here to tell you that my Jesus is alive and well. Look at the world. Look at what happens and what has happened since the powers that be have decided to remove God from everything. Just like the enemy comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. The world has robbed us of our rightful positions in salvation, stolen our identities, killed our babies in the streets, and try to destroy a generation. But as I look, I see my Jesus in all his glory and majesty, dominion, and power. My Jesus is the Good Shepherd who gave up his life for me and for many, so that we may have life, and life more abundantly. But my question to you, good people, is he working in your life? You see, for Jesus to work in your life, you have to let him in your life. If Jesus is working in your life, you have to accept him to be the Lord over your life. If Jesus is working in your life, that means that you are following his divine plan for your life. Are you allowing Jesus to work in your life? Are you allowing Jesus to be the head of your life? Too many times I hear that I'm not a religious person. I'm not a religious person. I'm not a Christian. I just can't do it. But let me tell you, too many times I've heard that from men who claim to be the heads of their houses, the heads of the household. Let me assure you, good sirs, that you are not the head of your house until Jesus is the head of your life. You may be the man of the house, but you are not the head of the house. Too many times, I just hurt somebody's feelings, amen, and it don't really matter. But that's just the way that it is. You claim to be the head of your house, but if Jesus is not the head of your life, you can forget it. I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus is calling you out of the wilderness, out of the desert, out of that dry land. He has a fertile land for you. He can take you. You talk about the land flowing with milk and honey. Jesus has a land that's ready for you, that all you have to do is go and lay in those green pastures and not worry about anything that goes on, because Jesus saves. There's somebody out here right now, and you just don't know which way is up. I'm here to let you know right now that it is time for you to align yourself with the Good Shepherd. It's time that you allow Jesus to work in your life. It is now time that you stop playing and accept his anointing over your life. You think it's a game. Oh, I have all the time in the world. Oh, I have years and years, and I'll accept Jesus when I feel like it. I'll accept Jesus when I've done all that I wanted to do. Or I've heard that one too. You see, we don't know when our light will be extinguished. And it's okay when one accepts Jesus on their deathbed. Glory, hallelujah. But you think about all the times that Jesus could have used you to save somebody, to enlighten somebody, to illuminate somebody. But yet you chose not to do it. Yet you chose not to be a part of this Christian faith. Yet you chose not to go to church. Yet you chose to live a life because of worldliness. You chose to stay on this side of the faith and not go over to the great side. Too many times I hear that. Jesus wants you now. Just like Uncle Sam says, I want you. That's what Jesus said. I want you. There's something very unique about you. Jesus can't touch you. Jesus cannot reach you if you don't let him. He got something special for you. He got something that he wants you to do on his behalf. But it's up to you. Is Jesus working in your life? Are you saved by his blood? as Jesus is the Good Shepherd, do you hear his voice calling out to you? Is he calling you out of the darkness and into the light? Plato wrote the allegory of the cave. And in this story, it speaks about mankind being locked in chains in darkness. And every blue moon, through the movement of man, the chains fall off. And one who is released from the chains runs out of the cave into this marvelous, beautiful, glorious light. And it is so good to their soul and to their body that they run back in and try to release others. And there are some that fight them because they don't want to be released from the darkness. They don't want to be released from the darkness. And there are times that those who get out run into the light and run back in the darkness and put the chains back on their wrists and their feet. I understand. And I know that the darkness feels good. Nobody can judge you in the dark. Because in the darkness, we all look the same. Nobody can see your wounds in the darkness. Nobody can laugh at your big nose or your ears or your buck teeth or your beer gut in the darkness. Nobody can laugh at you for being short or being too tall and lanky and you may have knock knees or you may have pigeon toes and nobody can laugh at you in the darkness. Because you're all the same. Nobody can criticize you. That darkness hides the multitudes of sin. But Jesus is calling you out. He is calling you out of darkness so that he can wash you clean, white as snow. He wants to work in your life. He wants to be your shepherd, your defender, your strong tower. He wants to show you love, long life, happiness, and joy. But the question that goes all the way back to the beginning is, are you willing to walk through the door? Don't just stand there like the people did, looking unaware of what Jesus was saying. Take that step. Take that leap of faith. In fact, we walk by faith and not by sight. What am I saying? I am saying that he gave up his life for you. It is now time that you allow him to fix yours. Jesus wants to be the Lord of your life. He wants to work in your life. He's showing you that he is the only one that can fix the situations that you're going through. the sadness that you feel, the depression that you feel, the loneliness that you feel, the irritation that you feel, everything that goes on in your life, he wants to fix it. I'm reminded about my life. I remember when I used to wake up mad and go to sleep feeling mad. And in between all of that, the only peace I had was when I was asleep. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. So Jesus wants to do a work in your life. Jesus desires to be the head of your life. Jesus wishes that you would come into the sheephole and lay down and get some rest. For the good shepherd will watch over his sheep. The sheep know their shepherd. When he calls unto them, they come running. Run unto Jesus. Run as if you have never ran before. Because I promise you that if you allow Jesus to work in your life, if you allow Jesus to be the head of your life, you will find something that you've never experienced before, a joy that you've never had before, a love that you've never had before. This is what he desires. He wants to. See, the people looked at him as if he was crazy. They still right now waiting for the Messiah to come. You ask a Jewish person now, is Jesus Lord? They'll tell you no. He was just a prophet. You have others that say, oh, that's not his name. His name is Joshua. We know what his name is. But in through the interpretation, we call him Jesus. And I can promise you this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. It's time that we stop this playing around, this game playing, and know exactly who he is. He is the good shepherd. He is the one that loves you. But what say you, church? What say you on this Sunday evening? Do you believe that Jesus is the good shepherd? Do you believe that he would leave the 99 sheep and go after that one wayward? Do you believe that if it meant his life, that he would give it up so that his sheep could live? Do you believe that he is the door, the narrow path, the gateway to salvation? Do you believe this? And if so, will you allow him to be at work in your life? Will you allow him to come up, come in, and set up shop? Oh, my Lord, have your way in somebody's life on this evening. Somebody here need to know that. Well, I challenge you today. I urge you today. I'm looking at you dead in your eyes today. That if you are not a follower of Jesus, try Jesus out for 1 week. Try Jesus out for 1 week. Are you up for the challenge? That means in everything that you do, you will acknowledge him. Give Jesus a week. Tell him, Lord, I don't know about you, but I want to give you 1 week over my life. And I want to see if this is truly the truth. I want to see. I want to know if you are real. Because if you are real, And after this week, if I see your saving grace, then I will become your disciple, a part of your sheep. And I will come in the sheephole and find true rest. Somebody here needs to be challenged. I urge you to try Jesus. You've tried everything else. Try the Good Shepherd. Is Jesus working in your life? Turn to the Good Shepherd, for he loves you. He loves you more than anything in this world. It's good news to hear that Jesus loves you. Understand that Jesus hates the sin, but loves the sinner. He will not turn you around. He will not tell you that he's too busy. There is no sin too big that he can't handle. Satan is telling you that your life is too jacked up for God to forgive you. I'm here to let you know that's the biggest lie you've ever heard in your life. Jesus can fix it. He will fix it. And all we have to do is let him work in our life. I pray that somebody heard this message today. And if you have been struggling, hurting, and you just don't know which way to turn, I offer you Jesus. The door is open. That door being Jesus. If you are with me on this evening and at the sound of my voice, you've been struggling, you've been hurt, I offer you Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. I ask that you would come into my heart, come into my house, come into my body, come into every part of me and set up shop. I believe that you live, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day, and that you now sit as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. I am yours. You are mine. Be the Lord of my life. Start a good work within me so that the people may see your works. Accept me into your family. I thank you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it in your heart, and you did not know before, allow me to tell you that salvation now belongs to you. That means if you died this very second, believing what you just prayed in with your sincere heart, that you would go unto heaven. That is good news. That's blessed news, in my opinion. I urge you now to find a Bible-based church that teach the works of Jesus, the life, the resurrection of Jesus, and become a fruitful member of that church, giving of your time, your tithes, and your presence. Live a life worthy of being called a Christian. God bless you. Amen. All right. Brother Hakeem, do we have any people on that may want to give a good word?
I see we have a few people on, but no one pressed the number one, surprisingly, after such a great sermon. I mean, you guys want to add on to that? You want to get extra prayer? If you want to, have a quick discussion with the pastor, now's your time. This time is carved up for you. Please take advantage of it.
Amen. Amen. It is your turn, your time. It's the time where we can talk and reflect and have a good word. If you have any questions, amen, now is the time. Amen. Now is your time. And while we wait, amen, I would like to continue to lift up Sister Norma Jean Dotson, amen, who underwent knee surgery last week, amen. We're praying for you, Sister Dotson. We pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you in all that you do, amen, and that you will come back 100%. A strong woman of God. And I just ask God to continue to hold you up. And as God continues to work on you, that you will be a blessing unto anybody that you meet. She always talks about the good master, amen. And so I am so grateful to know this mighty woman of God. And may you continue to be blessed. Also, I ask that you all will pray for my mother, Sister Betty Townsend, as she undergoes surgery tomorrow, amen. Keep her in your prayers, amen. She is also going for a knee replacement, and I know that God will pull her through because she's always been a strong tower of faith regardless to what goes on, amen. And so I know, you know, they used to say back in the day, she's a tough old bird, amen. And so my mother is a tough old bird, and I know that she's going to pull through, and she's going to come out of this and run around and scream and shout and have no more pain, amen, because I know that we serve a God that's a healer, a God that's a deliverer. So, amen. So right now, I just thank you, Father, for anybody that's hurting, Father, anybody that's in pain, anybody that's going through surgery, Father, comfort right now, bless right now, touch right now, anoint right now. Let your angels, Father, have charge over every aspect, Father, of this life, over the doctors, over the nurses, over the anesthesiologists, Father, over the room. Father, just let them just encamp the whole room. We just thank you. We love you. We agree, Father, for healing shall take place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We have anybody?
No, not yet. We still have quite a few people on who are just sitting back listening.
Amen.
But again, take advantage of this time. We have about 10 minutes left. We would like to close with hearing your voices and receiving the word instead of closing with music. But
amen.
I would like to offer up a prayer for some folks. The family of Gwen Anderson here in Philadelphia. Gwen lost her life last Wednesday at her job. And I was hoping you could say something just to bless this beautiful soul who didn't deserve this to happen to her. She is truly missed.
Mm-hmm. Father God, we ask that you, her name is Gwen?
Gwen,
excuse me.
Yes.
Father God, we ask that you would bless the family of Sister Gwen, Father, who lost her life tragically, Father, to gun violence. We ask, Father, that you would touch in a mighty way, Father. Touch her family, Father. Allow them to know, Father, that she is resting, that she was a pillar in the community, Father, that she was a good woman, a godly woman. And so, Father, with us knowing that, Father, we believe and we know that she is resting in your loving arms right now, Father. To lose a mother, a daughter to gun violence or to any type of violence, Father, is the worst thing in this world for a parent to see, for a parent to know that they have to bury their child. Father, it is the worst thing. A child is supposed to bury the parents, not the parents bury the children. Touch her family, Father. Bless them in a mighty way, Father. Comfort in a mighty way. Wipe the tears, Father. And for her children. Now, Father, you're going to have to show up and show out, Father. Because they're going to need to know that you exist. After all the funeral takes place and after everybody goes their way, Father, they're going to need you to step in, Father. To help, to remove the burden, Father, of loneliness, Father, of not having their mother. Bless them right now, Father. Keep them right now, Father. Help them right now. Please. And for the person, Father, that did this violence, as he, Father, tried to take his own life. I pray, Father, that while he is on life support right now, that he is asking you for forgiveness. That at some point, Father, before he takes his last breath, Father, that he would ask for forgiveness. That at some point, Father, if he pulls through this, that he comes out and he wakes up a brand new man. Still having to pay for his crimes, Father. But what we just ask, that somebody be saved through this tragedy. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Anytime, man. Anytime. As we're winding down, amen, this is your time. This is your time. I'll give another testimony, Doctor. That today we took in our 14th new member in our church. It is a true blessing to have reached 14 new souls in just under a month's time. God is truly blessing. And I tell you this, this is just the start of what God is going to do. Watch what God does in our lives within the next couple months. Watch where God takes this show in the next couple of months. Watch what God is about to do in your life. It's time. Somebody here, you wanted to press that number one. You wanted to confess that you have been a sinner all your life. And it just wasn't the time for you. But I pray that something that was said pierced your heart. I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to hearing from you. And one day we will sing praises together on how good God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. As we close, this episode. On behalf of the good brother.
Hold on, Pastor. I'm sorry to interrupt. Someone just pushed one.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
All right.
Here we
Welcome
are.
To the Jubilee Affair.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Deacon Maurice.
Hey, Brother Deacon, how you doing?
All right.
Good, good. What good word you have for us today?
You said what good word?
Yes, sir. Amen. Well, while you do that, how's ministry life going for you?
Good.
Good, good. How's the church coming along?
All right.
Good, good. Have you accepted your call to ministry yet, sir?
That's probably why I've been waking up at the night all the time. I think the Lord's been talking to me.
Amen. Amen. You are a pillar of faith as well, Doctor, and I just want to tell you that if God is waking you up in the middle of the night, that means He got something for you. He got something for you to do. And it's time. As we have just a few minutes before we have to close down, do you have a good word that you want to tell the people?
Our Sunday school lesson today was talking about one true God.
Amen.
That's the junior's book, and I have an adult book. I teach the junior class.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, next week I'm going to set apart some time so that you can have a time to, along with Brother Darius, who normally calls in, and we'll let you guys have some time where you can expound on the Sunday school lesson and what has and how it has inspired you. Amen.
Next Sunday is talking about the running prophet. The first Sunday in October.
Amen. All right. All right. Well, I look forward to it. So next week, I look forward to hearing all about it. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. And again, as we prepare to close out, we have just 2 minutes left. Amen.
We're down to 1:42.
1:42. All right. On behalf of the good brother Hakim Nuba. And myself, Pastor D. Townsend, and the good Deacon Maurice, this has been the Jubilee Affair. We are signing off. Good night, and God bless.
I know.